Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Got a new friend, Michael Slevins, on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. He is the CEO of Tax Recourse, LLC. He's a certified senior tax consultant. He's a licensed real estate appraiser, and he stays pretty busy these days because you know what's going on with the real estate industry. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on out there, about the bills that we're getting. Probably already have gotten yours for your real estate tax, your property tax already this year to be paid probably as of October 1st. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about that whole situation. Michael Slevins, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Michael, talk to us for a little while about real estate values. The prices, you're an appraiser.
Correct.
And so that's the world you live in. And the pricing, the average price of a home in America continues to decline, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that absolutely everywhere you go across the country, everybody's faced with the exact same situation. You have, you know, property values that are drastically dropping, and, you know, people are pretty much stuck with a lot of their homes and their businesses. And there's, you know, even if they wanted to move, they really couldn't because most of them are leveraged with mortgages that
right.
you know, are well higher than what their value is.
Right. Well, that's a separate issue. You know, that's a homeowner issue. They're upside down, and you know that's a whole other thing that we can talk about if you want. It seems that the you know the foreclosure scenario that we all feared that has happened quite a bit is still happening, and that's going to be happening. We're going to have a lot of foreclosures for some years to come now, as unemployment still is expected to remain high for really another 3 years minimum. You know, we're going to have foreclosures, but talk to us about property values. The economy is preventing a lot of people from, I mean, if we're losing houses to foreclosure because of the economy, then that doesn't create upward pressure on housing prices, does it?
Well, that's the thing. It is all connected, Jim. You know, when you have a foreclosure market and when you have a market where property values are dropping because of the current situation, it's going to affect the values that the districts come up with for the properties. You know, districts use all kinds of different methodologies to derive their values, and one of the biggest ones is comparing sales. And if the sales are rock bottom because they're foreclosure sales, it's going to impact the values on the commercial properties themselves.
Right. But, you know, just like it seems to me that this is a case, Michael, where when oil prices go down, it seems like it takes forever for gas to go down one penny.
It does.
If oil prices drop $10, it takes a month, it seems, for oil prices to go down a penny. But if oil prices go up a nickel, it seems like it takes about 1 millisecond for gas to go up, for gasoline to go up a nickel. Is that similar to the
18 month lag? And the purpose for that 18 month lag is your jurisdictions usually will go back 18 months to 24 months, and they will use comparable sales from that period.
But they're not going to be in any hurry, with all the states and the local districts, precincts needing money, and you know everybody's hurting right now. They're not going to be fast tracking any of these reassessments, are they?
They're not, and the reason for that is, Jim, is you have, you know, the jurisdictions are actually caught in between as well. You know, they have, you know, a tax rate that's usually set, you know, either by them or by another entity, and then the jurisdiction itself has to make that tax rate work with the values that they bring in on the properties themselves. themselves. So they're influenced to keep the property values as high as they possibly can.
Of course. And can they, now you say 18 months, but that's a rule of thumb, right? I mean, if any particular taxing entity, real estate taxing entity wanted to basically just do nothing, could they do nothing? Is there any statute that requires them to do something at any particular time?
Well, some jurisdictions have a mandatory revaluation where they have to take a look at everything in their district every year, and some of them have it where it's established every, some states are every 7 years. It entirely depends upon the jurisdiction. But, there's nothing that says they absolutely have to make an adjustment to a property unless, of course, someone files a protest and comes in and argues the value, which we can talk about later a little bit.
Right. Yeah, in the next segment, I want to talk about how that process works. So, and how to find out if you're paying too much, but so if you're in let's say you're in Las Vegas, I mean, my gosh, that's a city's been hit terribly by real estate prices and foreclosures and everything, and this was their own doing. They did it to themselves. But if you're gainfully employed, you got a house, you want to keep it, maybe you don't have a mortgage on it, maybe you want it free and clear, and all of a sudden your price, your tax comes in, and it's the same as it was 2 years ago. Well, you got to be thinking there's something wrong with this.
Absolutely, and there's definitely something wrong with that. And again, that's just the recognition of the fact that the jurisdiction are doing everything they can to hold on to their values.
Right. So what is it? What is the rule of thumb to trigger whether you should? It's worthwhile taking some action.
Well, I mean, the very first thing you can do is, and this applies to both residential and commercial clients. The very first thing you can do is take a look at what your property looks like compared to all your neighbors and other businesses around you. That information is all public data, and that's probably the best place to start and to look and just get an idea of where you're at.
But why do I care about my neighbors? All I care about is the fact that 3 years ago when my house was worth $50,000 more, my property tax was X, and now it's worth $50,000 less and it's still X.
And you're right. And what it is you have your general market conditions are going to be impacted across the board to everybody. And
right.
That's your first test of reasonableness is if you're paying more than what everybody else is paying.
Okay, so you do want to compare to your neighbors. How do you get that information?
That information is usually accessible on the tax assessor's website or the jurisdiction website.
Right.
It's not always available. Many times it is.
You might have to root around a little bit to find it. And I bet you know somebody, folks, in your area, a real estate appraiser or a real estate agent or somebody like that who probably knows how to get to that information. Just ask around. When we come back, Michael Slevins is going to help us understand how to mount a protest and maybe even get your taxes lowered. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.